Well, hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, and I would like to encourage you out of the Word of God. I'd like you to go to Luke, over to chapter 21, and I want to give you a little phrase Jesus spoke when his disciples had asked him some questions. They had asked Jesus, what's going to be the sign of the end? And Jesus said in verse 8, that's Luke 21, verse 8, Jesus said, take heed that ye be not deceived. Now, I just want to camp out there a little while. Take heed that ye be not deceived. You know, a lot of people are deceived. A lot of people follow false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing. You'll know them by their fruits. It's not hard to find a wolf. It's not hard to smell him. It's not hard to watch him and see how much he loves money, how he treats people. All the fruit comes through fast. But Jesus told you and I, take heed, watch out, that you be not deceived. You know what happens if you follow a false prophet? I heard one preacher say, well, the consequence to following a false prophet is this, you'll lose your reward when you get to heaven. That's nonsense. If you follow a deceiver, you follow a false prophet, you'll likely go to hell. That's where false prophets lead people. Satan has sent them to pervert, to steal the sheep, and to destroy men's lives. So Jesus is warning us to take heed. He's not telling you to be terrified, to be fearful. You're not just going to wake up deceived one day and go to hell. No, it's going to come through one thing at a time. You cast off, you throw away, you don't listen to the voice of truth. My friend, if you would stay in the Word of God and you would drink the Word of God, you would eat the Word of God, that truth would be in your bloodstream, you won't be deceived. Deception comes when you don't receive the love of the truth, and then the confusion and the delusion comes. It's kind of like the Bible teaches us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And you know, if I eat junk food, I'm going to have junky health. I'm going to be fat and my complexion's going to be bad. I'm going to be junky. But if I eat healthy food, more than likely, I'll be healthy. You are what you eat and you are what you believe. So let us wake up. Let's get back to the Bible. Yes, thank God for good churches and good traditions, but let's make sure they're founded on the principles of thus saith the Lord and not thus saith man. We ought to obey God rather than man, Acts 5:29. Jesus said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. So let's just remember, take heed, watch out. Deception is everywhere. It's on the radio. It's on the TV. It's on the YouTube. It's on the internet. Anywhere you want deception, it will be found. So let's be truth lovers, truth seekers, and truth followers. And let's stick with the scripture, and let's stick with people that have the good fruits and not the wolf fruits. Blessings on your head. God bless you.